So about a week ago, I went for my regular appointment to see my neurologist. Never thought I'd say my neurologist, but over the past couple of years, I've had to go about every 6 months because of some challenges. And I go and they check out a bunch of stuff to see how I'm doing and review the prescription that he has for me in order that I can both experience some preventative care and also some reparative care. And in this case, you know, I feel really good because he complimented me on being faithful to the prescription. And his prescription was not simply some medicine. There was medication involved in this, but also exercise and diet. And ever since, you know, I had a particular struggle, I have been very, very faithful to get to the gym, to do aerobic exercise, weight exercise, watch my diet, lose a little bit of weight, take the medicine that he says. I'm wanting to follow the prescription in order that I can maintain health. And at my age, I have said to someone recently, they ask, how are you doing? And I said, I'm grateful for what still works, and I am coming to peace with that which does not. Well, I think that's true of a lot of people that enter their 70s. But I say all that because I've been thinking a lot about my need for another prescription, a prescription regarding staying focused on what is true regarding the Lord and His love and His care. So there are times, and I don't know if it's like this with you, but there are times that it feels like I've made, you know, several steps forward, and all of a sudden I find myself back in a habit, particularly a thought habit, that I knew better than to embrace, and that I even knew what the way out of that was, and yet here I was again. So let's just take, for example, some negative things take place. Maybe I get a bad review on something I've done, a podcast, a book. Maybe someone's upset with me, or I have a hard night, which is true very often. And what happens is these events begin to create feelings inside of me. And often I allow those feelings to impact what it is that I'm believing. So if I've awakened and I'm feeling down, or if I've struggled with accusation of the evil one because of stumblings in the past, I begin to doubt, I begin to question. It isn't this happens all the time, but it happens enough that I fall back into a pattern to where I believe that what I'm feeling is what is true, rather than asking the Lord through the Holy Spirit to help me remember what is true in order to affect my feelings. Does that ever happen to you? Do you ever find yourself, because of the circumstances around you or some thought process within you, falling back into beliefs about yourself, about God, about others, that you really know better than going there, and yet you end up there, and because of it, it has a very negative impact on your emotions? So I wrote this in my little book that I carry around. It seems that some things I need to learn over and over again. I've been allowing my feelings to determine what it is that I'm believing. And quite frankly, the results have not been good. I've got to stop this. When I awaken, I need to declare what I believe, not begin to talk right away about what I feel. I have to fill myself with God's word and declare what's true in God's word and even allow my imagination to picture what is true of God's word and do that every day. It's a way of aligning myself with what is true and also engaging in spiritual warfare. And I wrote that right here. I'm reading right out of my little book, and I wrote this about 2 weeks ago. And then I wrote this. I need to once again be attentive to what is true of me in Christ. And so I wrote a bunch of things. Okay, here's what's true. I'm loved. I'm forgiven. I'm filled with the Holy Spirit. I've been accepted and cleansed and chosen and protected and cherished. And then I went over on the side and I wrote, I'm seen and safe. Now, these have to be more than just words and concepts. For me, in declaring it, I want to visualize it. The Lord loving me and forgiving me and accepting me, even if I visualize it over and over and over again, letting that go deep. Right under that I wrote, in Christ I have some things. I have peace and joy and hope and love. I have strength and confidence and authority and courage. And then on the next page I wrote, I must not ever forget that Jesus is my healer, my Redeemer, my Savior, my Protector and Provider. He is my righteousness, my Lord. He is the King of the universe, the Lamb and the Lion, who is committed to me. You see, everything I've just said is truth, but I found that I need to, over and over again, move from it being an objective truth to letting it be something very subjectively embraced. Now, for me, the way that works is if I get quiet and I invite the Holy Spirit to take over my imagination, and I would simply say, Lord, today I want to declare that I'm forgiven. Would you give me yet again a picture of me being forgiven? I want to declare that I'm loved. I want to declare that I am safe with you. You see, this is very important to me because given my own circumstance and my own particular struggle, it can be easy to allow these, what I'm going to call feeling beliefs, to take over in any given day. And it's important that as I awaken or as I face things in the day, that I give room for the Holy Spirit to remind me of what is true of me in Christ and go there quickly instead of my tendency to quickly go to what am I feeling right now and then declaring the beliefs that grow out of that feeling. So I've been thinking about this in terms of prescription. I need a prescription to deal with the issues that my neurologist is handling. But what about this aspect of my life? What would be a good prescription? And you know, it's interesting to me because I came to Psalm 103 as I was thinking about that. Years ago, when I first started to teach in a theological seminary in Nyack, New York, I used to get up early 3 mornings a week and meet with 3 different groups of guys in order to spend time with them and disciple them. And it was a really good experience for me. And one of the first scriptures that we memorized together was Psalm 103. And you know what? It's like a prescription that when these negative feelings arise, and the negative feelings begin to drive beliefs that are contrary to what in fact is true of Jesus, his love for you, his care for you, of who you are in Christ, that we could follow the prescription of Psalm 103. Let me just read some verses. And I'm imagining, by the way, written by David, I'm imagining that just possibly he didn't write it when he was in a good spot. Maybe David put it together at a time when he himself was struggling. Well, regardless of that, I want you to listen to these words. Imagine that we are facing these moments when our feelings are trying to drag us in another direction, but we have this prescription. We go to Scripture and we begin to make declarations such as this. Praise the Lord, my soul, and all my inmost being praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all of his benefits, who forgives all your sins, who heals all your disease, who redeems your life from the pit, crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Now, do you capture what I'm trying to say here? It's when we are in these moments where life is difficult and our feelings are seeking to drag us away, and it isn't that these feelings aren't based on real events, but we can feel that they're beginning to cause us to believe that which is contrary to what God has said, that it's important that we take our stand and we make some declarations regarding what it is that we're actually going to believe. And again, I want to suggest to you, it helps if you say, Holy Spirit, take over my thinking. Right now, I feel myself moving down into a place of despair or desolation or discontent. And so, Lord, I'm going to make these declarations. You have forgiven me. You forgive all of our sins. You are my healer. He heals all our diseases. I have been redeemed by you. He redeems your life from the pit. You love me, and you're compassionate toward me in these moments. You see, everything I'm reading here is coming from God's word, and it's as if we're making a declaration, and that is part of the prescription that we need to be able to, if you will, confront what our circumstances and our feelings are often trying to tell us. And that's precisely the reason that I decided I needed to spend some time and write in this little book that I carry, reminding myself that I often allow my feelings to determine what I'm believing for that day. And I'm not trying in any way to deny my feelings, but I'm not going to let them determine what is truth for me. And that's the reason that I have to awaken in the morning and declare what I truly believe that comes from God's word, and that the Holy Spirit speak those truths into me in order to lift me up. And so as I'm holding this little book and I look again at the section that says I'm loved, I'm forgiven, filled with the Spirit, accepted and cleansed, chosen, protected, cherished, seen and safe, I want to feel those. And in feeling them, allow that truth to lift me into what is actually true in Christ. I want to encourage you, maybe add for a while Psalm 103 to your prescription and see what God does for you. God bless you today.